They used to call them cedar buckets.
Okay.
That's the only kind of wood bucket I had known. That was a cedar bucket.
And that was the kind you kept water in on the...
Porch.
Okay. Okay, what about the same thing made out of metal?
Well, people used to have a lot of galvanized buckets.
Okay.
Well, they used to use them after the cedar buckets went out. People used the galvanized, and then later the enamel come in, right? Enamel buckets come in.
Okay, but you never did call any of them pails, did you? They were always buckets.
They was always buckets, and okay. They didn't call them pails.
That must be a Yankee word.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Oh, they call those skillets.
Okay. And is that the same word you used to use, the same word you use now?
We call them frying pans now.
You
used to call them skillets.
Okay. And you're here called a spider, or is a spider something different?
Oh, what was spider? Oh, the spider had the legs. That's what folks used to call the spider.
Okay.
It had legs, and they used to bake in the fireplace with them.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, see, people used to, my great-grandmama, she didn't have a stove. She did her cooking on the fireplace, and... they had iron pots, iron kilns, mm-hmm. and they had this skillet with the legs, and she'd bake biscuits, and she'd bake her syrup cakes, and they were so good.
That sounds good. A syrup cake. Now that's not a pancake, is it?
No, a syrup cake is made up like a cake.
Uh-huh. But it was baked in the spider.
In the spider.
Uh-huh.
Now, my grandmother and Emma, they didn't buy like people's groceries like people do now. Everything was made on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we dried apples, apricots, and peaches for tots. The fried apple tarts, like people make the apple tarts now, and you could buy them in the wood box, the apricots and peaches, but you don't see them now. They used to dry them a lot because people now have left the can,
mm-hmm.
and they don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I used to dry. We used to get more whippings about eating up the peaches and eating up that dry apples. When you be dry, they look so good. When you be had to turn them, you know.
Sure.
And it had a big wide board. And you'd fill that board, two or three boards full. And they had a piece of skeeter net. That's to put over that fruit.
To keep the insects off
of it.
Well, you were telling me, you know, go ahead, what did you start saying?
And you put it out in the sunshine. You had to carry it out. You carried it out every morning and brung it in at night.
Mm-hmm.
Those bowls with that fruit on it.
Well, you said, you know, that you raised most everything on the farm. If you went to the store to get, a large quantity of something and you didn't get it, maybe sugar, and you didn't get it in a 5-pound bag, you'd get it, maybe you'd say you'd go dip it up and put it in a bag.
Oh.
What did you call that? You say you don't buy it in a 5-pound bag,
you buy it in a book.
Okay. That's one of the questions that just happened to think.
Book.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Oh, faucet.
Okay. How's that?
Faucet.
Okay. Is it... what about on a barrel?
Well, they used to have faucets on barrels when they had syrup in the barrel.